ER-101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER-101. Today, it's all about men, November, Men's Health Month. So I want to get to our first topic, which is alcohol, excessive alcohol. According to the CDC, especially in younger men, college-aged women too, but we're talking about men, binge drinking is probably one of the most common forms of drinking, and this excessive alcohol recently has been shown to be detrimental. So our expert guest, who's been a guest on the show before, I want to introduce him and thank him for being here, retired Colonel John McManus, who happens to be a physician, and he is the EMS Fellowship Director and Professor of Emergency Medicine at Georgia Regents University in Augusta. Well, welcome, Colonel McManus, and thanks again for being on.
No, I appreciate it. Home of the Masters. I'm happy to be here. It's still warm down here, so...
Yeah, it's getting cold up here. In any event, so I'm sure you have seen many times in your practice young men who come in completely blotto, drunk, usually binge drinking. I'm sure, you know, down in Augusta, Georgia, there's a university there, so it's a common problem, isn't it?
Yeah, strangely enough, you know, most people just associate binge drinking like a problem with, you know, getting a DUI or getting a wreck or just kind of feeling a hangover, but there's many other kind of side effects to your health that binge drinking can contribute to that most really are unaware of, you know, until studies like the CDC that just came out that we're about to discuss.
Yeah, so what we're going to discuss is interesting. Actually, I had read about two studies, so we'll start with the first one that too much alcohol, so we know, you know, it can increase risky behavior and sexually transmitted diseases, but a recent study actually said that it can damage sperm and lower sperm counts from drinking too much.
Yeah, so, you know, without getting too technical, I mean, most people understand that, you know, sperm is, for males, is made in the testes, but is linked to testosterone, and most don't know that acute, even ingestion in a binge fashion, can affect testosterone. I mean, our endocrine system is made up of a bunch of different hormones, and testosterone being a major one, you know, with your hypothalamus and pituitary system that helps regulate testosterone through your gonads, even binge drinking can affect that. I mean, alcohol can directly affect it by suppressing, but also their metabolites can affect it. And also just even in those little episodes where you only drink 4 to 5 drinks within 2 hours at a time. So it's not only chronic people, but these individuals that think they're doing no harm just by going out on a weekend or every 2 or 3 days, you know, getting drunk or overindulging more than the average, which is more than 1 to 2 drinks at a time, can affect the system. And it's very important males to understand that because, as you know, testosterone has been all over the news as part of the reason why people aren't as active or have lower energy or not able to work out as much, especially as they get older.
So it's this cumulative effect then. So you think, okay, you're in college, and it's even beyond college where you – you know, see people, they might be, you know, hardworking during the week, they have jobs, they've gotten good jobs out of college, but then, as you know, maybe more likely single than, you know, once they've settled down, as the term says, but, you know, go out on weekends and get totally drunk every weekend that they go out to clubs or whatever, and its cumulative effects can be dangerous for men?
Yeah, I mean, you know, most people attribute problems with alcoholism, besides, as we talked about, kind of the risky behavior, getting in a wreck or getting a, you know, alcohol-related offense, that if you just binge drink, that, you know, that the effects go away later. And if you're not an alcoholic or considered an alcoholic or have regular drinking alcoholism, that that you don't have these effects. But as you mentioned, you know, there's a cumulative effect. If you're binge drinking, you can kind of keep that pituitary and testosterone cycle suppressed. And so because that accumulates, the individual doesn't really realize the fact that doing this every now and then intermittently has the same effect as drinking chronically or excessively.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, in medical school, when you learn about chronic alcoholics, one of the side effects is, you know, the medical term gynecomastia, where men develop breasts, and it has to do with their lower testosterone levels. But I thought this was a little alarming that, you know, they looked at people that were younger and you could see these issues happening younger and not someone that was, you know, chronic type of, you know, find someone on the street, alcoholic kind of person.
Well, it's all about balance. I mean, you know, if you're binging, you certainly are out of balance on those certain occasions. And when you overtip the balance in your testosterone, so you lessen your testosterone, you're going to have a little more estrogen. You're going to have a little bit more excess body fat, too, from drinking alcohol. And interesting enough, when you binge, you don't really gain that much weight. Usually you can keep your weight under control, but you don't understand your fat cells kind of change a little bit, and it produces a little bit more estrogen than testosterone because that's not around. So you get, you know, smaller testes, poor sperm count, gynecomastia, as you mentioned, kind of larger breasts, which men rather not have unless they're muscles.
Well, and what was interesting is this study said 5 units a week, which doesn't even seem like a binge, a lot of binge. You know, you go out on a weekend, a Friday night and Saturday night, and have 2 drinks that they actually found lower sperm counts. So I thought that was a little alarming and a wake-up call for...
Yeah, most people don't realize the amount. It's, you know, 1 to 2 every other day is fine, which is more than 5 drinks. Cumulatively weekly, but if you drink the 5 drinks at once a week, it does have that effect.
Interesting. And then another interesting study that looked at binge drinking, and it was in young men too, is that it actually increased their blood pressure. So it's, you know, if you are at risk for high blood pressure, it creates a bigger problem, which I thought was interesting because I think in the study in women, it did not increase their blood pressure.
Yeah, women have a little bit protective effect just due to that they often have lower blood pressure anyway than men, and with their higher estrogen content and better renal function, it appears, as you said, they have a less traumatic effect for this binge drinking. Interestingly, if you do, like we recommended, if you look at the World Health and the CDC, if you look at drinking only 1 to 2 drinks moderately, it does keep your pressure lower, and you have a lower risk of heart disease, as it said, especially with red wine, there's that effect. But when you drink the 5 drinks, it appears that it reverses that and actually causes increased blood pressure, especially in adult males, especially white adult males, and particularly people that already have blood pressure problems. The first thing we recommend people do is stop overindulging in alcohol to bring it back down.
Yeah, and it was something like... where did I see in the study? So 70% were more likely to have developed high blood pressure, even if they were just binge drinking the previous year. So it was relatively short term that we were seeing this.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is it's short term and effect, but also short term lived if you drop the drinking. So as soon as they cut that behavior, those individuals, their pressures will fairly normalize. What we're more worried about is people doing this without really getting routine checkups, et cetera, and having health effects from it and not realizing it's from their binge drinking. So long-term-wise, they think they're doing okay because they don't feel like they're an alcoholic, but the binge drinking is causing their testosterone problems, so they're tired, fatigued, et cetera, and their blood pressure problems that they don't realize are existent unless they're getting checkups.
Yeah, but I imagine if you already have a family history or, you know, and you've done this all through college and your younger years, that it might create a problem. So, yeah, I want to thank my guests. It's been very interesting and more fodder for parents to talk about with drinking. So use it. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lieven Ocher on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.